To this Kartik inspiration. Today our motto is follow your longing. There's a well-known statement by Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss. That may be a good idea when you want to have a materially successful life, but in spiritual life, where we want to go into the eternal kingdom of love, follow your longing is a very good motto. We are reminded of Srila Rupa Goswami at the end of his life. He was agitated by strong desires of love and separation, and therefore went deep into the forest of Vrindavan, where he bared his heart and addressed the presiding goddess of Vrindavan forest, Vrinda Devi, in these words. He said, O Vrinda Devi, Tulsi, all the Shrutis and Smritis proclaim that Murari eternally, Murari is the name of Krishna, all the Shrutis and Smritis proclaim that Murari Krishna eternally roams about your forest of Vrindavan, enjoying with his beloved. Knowing this, I pray at your lotus feet, kindly bless me that the tree of my desires will quickly bear the supreme fruit. When the Lord sees that we are filled with these feelings of longing, where we desire to come into his presence, at that time he becomes attracted. But how do we develop such strong feelings? Well, when we hear about the stunning beauty of Krishna, his divine fragrance, his melodious voice, his tender touch, and his delectable taste, his magnanimity and loving compassion, then we begin to understand that the world cannot give us such happiness, and that we are no longer satisfied by anything of this world. At that time, the devotee feels he should run into the shelter of Radha and Krishna. But he needs guidance. The guidance of great souls like the Goswamis. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this idea of following your longing in this way. He said, we have to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis in Vrindavan, like Rupa Goswami, huh? And search out Radha and Krishna in this way. Vrindavan is in our hearts, and we must search for him there. This is the process recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process of worship and separation. The more we feel separation, the more we should understand that we are advancing. Yes. So hear about the wonderful qualities of Krishna, the stunning beauty, his extraordinary expertise in his loving pastimes with his various associates. And you will think at one stage, oh, it's so nice there, let me go there, and then take part in those devotees' example who follow the path of their sacred longing. Thank you so much, and wishing you all the best.